Hello, everybody. You're listening to Silicon Valley Cafe. I'm your host, Pastor Alfred. Today, I'd like to tell you that half a loaf of bread is better than none. Let's look at the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 22-28. I read. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Praise to God. You see, half a loaf of bread is better than none. This woman came to Jesus for God to perform a miracle for her. And Jesus actually told her that it is not meet for him to give the children's bread to the dogs. And, you know, the woman looked past what Jesus said and did not even go into complaining of, did you just call me a dog? But she, using what he said, said, even the dogs eat the crumbs from that fall from the master's table. What I want to tell you is that that is so true. It is better to have crumbs than to have nothing at all. You know, in business, you must have the same mindset. A lot of people spend a lot of time procrastinating. When they are planning a startup, they procrastinate a lot. They wait till everything is perfect. They wait till they have everything that it takes for the company to stand as a big multinational corporation. You know, if you are trying to start your own search engine today, you don't have to wait till you have the same resources that Google has. You don't have to wait till you have the same employees, the same, I would say, caliber of employees, the same finances, the same properties, and the same assets that Google has. You are starting from where you are now with what you have now. That is all you require to start. You must stop looking down on so-called small businesses, and you must stop looking down on businesses that are not up to par. Because when you look down on other people's businesses or businesses and companies that you see that are not up to certain standards, you also limit yourself and refuse to start a company from scratch. You also refuse to start a kiosk. If you look down on other people's kiosk, you will not see that perhaps it is God's will for you to start a kiosk. And then he will bless that kiosk and turn it into a supermarket. Then he will bless that supermarket and turn it into a mall. Then he will bless that mall and turn it into a multinational corporation. A lot of people do not see the diamond in the stone. A lot of people do not see the jewel in the stone. A lot of people do not see this treasure that is hidden inside that which many others will reject. You know, the scripture says that the stone which the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the way you must look at businesses. A company may be starting now with just one little equipment that may not look up to par. Don't look down on it. And that way, you yourself, you will not look down on you starting your own company with just that little equipment yourself. Because you see, it's all about goods. You must understand that half a loaf of bread is better than none. A crumb is better than having no bread at all. You may say, what good will a crumb do? Look at the woman in the story that we just read. Jesus told her it is not meet to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. And then she responded with the point, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. You see, it is that crumbs that she saw the value in. She saw the value in the crumbs, and resulted in her daughter being made whole that very hour. If that woman did not see the treasure that is even in the breadcrumbs, she would not have received that miracle that she so desperately needed. So you must change your mindset, and you must change how you see things in business and how you go about with your status. Do not let anybody talk you down because of what stage you are in the business. Look at it and see the value in the breadcrumbs. Remember that it is better to have half a loaf of bread than to have no loaf of bread at all. It is better to have a little kiosk than to have no business at all. You know, somebody who has no business is going around looking for employment is not in a better position than the taxi driver. You see, you may have a lot of degrees, you may have PhDs, you may have a vast educational history behind you. But if you have no job, you have no employment, you are not in a better position than the taxi driver or the bus driver whose car you enter or whose bus you enter. We have been trained in a society to think it's the other way around. But no, you see, that taxi driver or bus driver is making money and is able to feed his family. That person is a productive member of the society, but you are not yet a productive member of the society. It's better that you put yourself to work and you understand the value, you know, in the little thing that produces results. Understand the value in the breadcrumb. Understand and see the value in the half a loaf of bread. When I see a taxi driver, I do not see somebody who is poor. I see somebody who is on, who is actually in a situation where they can decide to become rich or walk in the other direction of poverty, depending on the choices they make. You know, they themselves, they are on a journey. They are on their own financial journey. The choices they make is up to them. If they become millionaire, it's up to them. You see, one of the largest telecommunications company in the country called Nigeria is called Globacom. But the founder of Globacom, Mr. Mike Adenuga, used to be a taxi driver. You see, he was a taxi driver, but now he's one of the richest men in Africa. And one of the richest black men in the whole world. But this is somebody that was a taxi driver. You see, everybody is on their own financial journey. It's a matter of the choices that you make, and do not look down on where you are. The scriptures tell us, despise not the days of new beginnings. You know, do not devalue what may seem small. It is written that the last shall become the first and the first shall become the last. So do not look down on what God has blessed and what God has given you or what God has made available to you, no matter how small it is. And also, do not look down on what God has given others. For more information on this, you have to subscribe to PastorAlfred.com. There you will be able to get alerts when new books I write are released. and then you can get them. You should also get existing books, especially the book Money Grows on Trees. There are a lot of testimonies that are coming from those who have read the book and have been blessed by the book. Also, if you are listening to me right now and you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, I'd like you to say this prayer after me and mean it with all your heart. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, according to Acts 2:21. So now I call upon the name of Jesus, and I ask that you save me. I ask Jesus to come into my heart, to be the Lord of my life. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he came, died, and rose from the dead to set me free from sin and to reconcile me with you. I receive eternal life into my spirit now. I thank you because now I am saved. I am now born again. I am now one of your kids. Hallelujah. I would like you also to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So also repeat this prayer after me. You've just given your life to Christ, but I would like you, in addition to that, to also receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me born again. Your word says that you will freely give the Holy Spirit to all those who ask. According to Luke 11:13, I ask that you give me your Holy Spirit to live in me. And as I've asked, I've also received by faith. I thank you, Father, for your precious gift. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. If you've just said that prayer, you've just received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now you are complete and whole in him. You've received Christ into your life and you've received the gift of the Holy Spirit. I advise you to go to PastorAlfred.com. There are a lot of resources there that will be a blessing to you and will help you with your new walk with God. There are also a lot of broadcasts like this and a lot of broadcasts on a variety of different topics. Once again, thank you and God bless you.